Look at the scripture here this morning, the book of Job, chapter 37. The book of Job, chapter 37. I want you to look at these scriptures with me this morning, and this will help us to understand some things, I believe. And this morning I'm going to preach about wintertime. Wintertime. And why we even have a winter. I'm going to look at Job 37, hold your place there, and then look back in Genesis, chapter number 8. Genesis, chapter number 8. Now I'm going to look at these two scriptures this morning. Let's look at the one in Genesis 8 first. Genesis 8, the Lord was telling about the flood, and He wasn't going to ever send a flood again. And look at verse 22. Genesis 8:22. The Bible said, "While the earth remaineth, seed time, that's spring, harvest, that's fall, cold and heat, summer and winter, night and day shall not cease." As long as there's going to be people here, there's going to be summertime and wintertime. We are in wintertime right now, in case you ain't noticed. I mean, it was cold last night. Why is that? What does the Bible say about it? Job 37. Let me show you something. Job chapter 37. The Lord gave me this message several years ago, and I began to study these things. And look what He said here in Job 37, verse 6. "For He saith to the snow, Be thou upon the earth." On the earth. God tells it when to snow. The Lord looks down and says, "Snow." It snows. I've heard people say, "We had a picnic planned and the devil made it rain." No, He didn't either. God lets the devil stick his finger in the weather once in a while. But 99% of it is controlled by the Lord Himself. He says, "Snow." We said, "Lord, don't let it snow." The Lord said, "Don't snow." The weatherman said, "100% chance." They had it all whited out over this whole area on the Weather Channel yesterday. People done decided Friday they wasn't going to church today. And the Lord said, "Don't snow." He saith to the snow. Isn't it funny how we'll believe the weatherman every time, and they're wrong half the time, and believe God half the time, and He's wrong all... He's right all the time. Sorry about that. God never wrong. Shut up. I had 3 hours sleep. But anyway, how come we don't believe the Lord, and He never misses it? He said, "Oh Lord, it's going to snow. It's going to snow. I'm going to the store and get bread and milk. And we're liable to be snowed in for days." Listen, God said, He tells it when to snow. Now, where do we get to here? Verse number 6. "Likewise to the small rain and to the great rain of His strength." Now keep reading here. This is very interesting. "He sealeth up the hand of every man that all men may know his work." That's where we get to God. The Bible said people had fingerprints. Before anybody ever even knew there's such a thing as fingerprints. It's in the Bible. Just like the earth being round, not flat. Just like the sun standing still. Just like all the rivers running in Solomon. We studied on Wednesday night. If you missed our Wednesday night Bible studies, you really are getting behind in your education. We studied, Solomon said, all the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. And the rivers return again. How did he know that same water went back up on top of the mountain? Because it was inspiration. Same way he knew that God sealed the hand of every man. Everybody's fingerprint is different. Now, look at verse number 8. "Then the beasts go into dens." This is a wintertime. "Hibernate and remain in their places. Out of the south cometh the whirlwind, and cold out of the north. By the breath of God, frost is given." That's what frost is out there in the world. The Lord said, and it frost in your yard. "And the breadth of the waters is straightened. Also by watering, he wearieth the thick cloud. He scattereth his bright cloud. And it is turned round about by his counsel, that they may do whatsoever he commandeth them upon the face of the world and the earth." Tsunamis and winds and tornadoes and hurricanes. They just whirl around here and there. Just whatever God tells them to do. Isn't that amazing? Verse 13. Here's why. You want to know why we have bad weather? Verse 13. He causeth it to come, whether for, number one, correction, or for the land, number two, or for mercy. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still and consider the wondrous works of God. I want to talk to you for a few minutes this morning, since there's just a few of us here today. And I want to talk to you about wintertime. Wintertime. Now you listen carefully for the next few minutes, because this message, if it don't touch your life now, the day's going to come when it's going to touch your life. You're going to be in what we call wintertime. There are four seasons, all of them for a purpose, if you live in the right part of the world. If you live too far south, there ain't four. And if you live too far north, there ain't four. But here we have four seasons. God lets the winter come to show us how life is. Now, if you'll notice this morning, God didn't have to do it like that. He didn't have to do that. Couldn't God, if He'd have wanted to, made the weather stay perfect all the time, and the crops grew up, and we'd have fed everybody? He didn't do that. He could have. God could have made the universe and the world so that things would have stayed the same all the time, 68 degrees, you'd have never had to have air conditioning, you'd have never had to have heat, everything would have been perfect. But God didn't. That's another slam in the face of evolution, is that God let the seasons come and change. Now, you know why God did that? God did that to show you, because that's how life is. Life is like that. And that's when you don't believe the Bible, you're in trouble, because everything in nature testifies that the Bible is true. Your life is just like the winter. Sometimes it's cold. Sometimes it's hot. Sometimes it's spring. Everything's wonderful. Sometimes it's fall. Feels like you're dying. Sometimes your life feels lifeless and dead. There's not a woman in here this morning that don't know what that means. Sometimes, because you're all bipolar. I think some of you tripolar. Or quad. Really, I believe that. You're quad polar. They'll come out with a medicine for that if I don't shut my mouth. But anyway, and our lives are like that. Our lives are like that. Sometimes it's cold. Sometimes you just can't hardly make it. Sometimes, but it's hot. Glory to God, we're shouting. Well, we're on shouting ground. It's youth rally time. It's camp meeting time. It's back in the fall in October when they were standing in here wall to wall, and we was averaging over 400 every Sunday, and the building was packed and the buses were full and people were falling in the altar getting saved. That's summertime. And then, sometimes when you have a little sort of Wednesday night service and you get your feelings hurt and somebody hits your car in the parking lot and somebody bites your baby's ear in the nursery, and then you hear somebody gossiping about you and you get bored and go to sleep in the service, that's wintertime. Sometimes it's spring. Churches go through seasons like that. I've been pastoring long enough to know every church goes through seasons. You go through seasons when it's hot, man. The shout's there. The choir's shouting. Everybody's happy. You can't get another person in the building. Then you go through times when it's sort of, so. And then you go through times when everything's springing up, when you're growing. And you go through times when it seems like you're dying. Did you know marriages? Everybody here who's married, your marriage goes through seasons. It goes through times when everything's wonderful, springing up life. You have a little baby, everything, you're just in love, and all that. So, well, you can mark it down. Winter time's coming to your marriage. Everybody. That's why people in Hollywood, when wintertime comes, they get divorced. You've got to go through wintertime, because summertime is going to come again. Amen? You hang in there. If you're going through wintertime in your marriage right now, just wrap up real tight and stay close to Jesus, because summertime's coming again. If you're going through a dry time in your life and you feel like I'm cold and I read the Bible and it don't do nothing for me and I just can't get a blessing and I try to pray and it just seems like God's not there, what's happening, preacher? Just wintertime. It's got to happen. No big deal. The sun's going to shine again. Hallelujah. Listen, Out there, I got a swimming pool in my backyard, and I went out there to give Mr. Stubbs some water this morning, and all his water was froze. I said, Lord, he can't lick that piece of ice. I mean, he'll thirst to death. And so I poured him some water on top of that ice, and I looked in the swimming pool covers like this, and every bit of that swimming, all that water on that pool is froze solid, hard as a rock. Our pond right down below the house is froze. I'm fixing to get me some ice skates. Really, I ain't kidding. If you got any you don't need, let me help you. I mean, you can go around the edge. Mom always fusses at me for doing that, but after it freezes about that thick, I can skate around the edge of it. If it breaks, it ain't but this deep right there. I don't want to get out in the middle. But you know what? When I looked at that water on top of that pool this morning, I looked at that water and I thought, I cannot imagine walking out here and taking my shirt off and jumping in there. Lord have mercy, I'd never do that. Never do that. But guess what? Guess what? Guess what? If the Lord don't come about the middle of March, things are going to start looking up. I'll hear someone, tweet, 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 birds out in the yard. I mean, they'll start singing. I'll hear the grass is going to start turning green. And about the middle of April, it's going to get hotter and hotter. And about the end of April, first part of May, I'm telling you, boy, I'll be going out there saying, I want to jerk that cover off of that thing. I mean, put on my long johns, and brother, I'll jump out there and dive off that diving board, and I'll have a time. Amen. I can't imagine it now, but summer's going to come again. Summer will come again. I can't imagine it now. I can't imagine going out there with just a t-shirt on or something like that, but it's going to happen. And some of you are sitting here this morning, let me give you a little help. Some of you sitting here this morning, you said, I can't imagine being happy again. I can't imagine God blessing my life again. My life's a mess. My life's messed up. I'm ruined. The devil's done hit me. The devil's making me miserable. I'm telling you, if just as sure as there's a winter, thank God there's going to be a summer. Just as sure as it's cold, you can mark her down, it's going to get hot again. Just as sure as there's ice out there in the parking lot this morning, you can mark it down, the day's coming when that pavement will burn you out there. And I'm telling you, that's how it's going to be in your life. If you're saved this morning, you may be going through winter time. You may be froze up spiritually. You may be thinking it'll never get better. But just as sure as there's a God in heaven, the wind will change. The sun will come out. The Lord will bless you again. There's a better day ahead for the child of God. You say, why are you saying that? Because I know there's a bunch of people in here need it. There's some of you about froze to death spiritually. Only reason you're in church this morning is because you know you're supposed to. You didn't want to come. You don't want to read your Bible. When you pray, it's as cold as a block of ice. I'm telling you, you can't get a prayer through. You feel like God's a million miles away. You just keep on praying. Keep on reading. The birds are going to chirp soon, buddy. It might be a few more weeks, but summertime is on the way. Amen. Now, you know, when the schools snow, marriages go through times like this, relationships go through winter time, families go through winter time, churches go through winter time, individuals, we all go through winter time in our life. The snow falls, schools and factories are shut down, the chill factor, that's something that gives me, you know, they said it wasn't like 20 something when I was coming home last night. Me and Tim rode down there with me, and I said, Tim, we got to have some more gas. And I stopped and I drove my 4Runner because it snowed when we left, and I pulled in that thing over in Iceville. You know, Iceville's the coldest place in the world when the wind's blowing. And buddy, I got out over there, and I'm telling you, it was hurting my skin. I had on my goose feather coat. I had a shining light sweatshirt with a hood up on, out there putting in gas. I was like this right here. And some of these smart companies, gas stations, fixed it where the gas hand won't stay on. You know, they cut that little thing off. I like them where it clicks, and you don't have to stand there and hold it. You have to stand there and hold it and hold it. And that wind, I told him coming down the road, I said, stick your hand out the window. We had to do about 70 miles an hour coming down the interstate. I said, stick your hand out the window. Chill factor is about zero. And I said, I'll give you $1 for every minute you can hold your hand out the window. I held mine out there for a minute. I'm telling you, it felt like somebody hitting it with a hammer. I said, I'll give you $1. So he said, I can do that. He said, $1 a minute, that ain't much. That's $60 an hour. You make $60 an hour by doing that. He said, okay, I'll do it. He stuck his hand out there and went, I said, I'll give you a dollar for every minute. In less than about a minute, he was jerking that thing back in. I'm telling you, it's cold. It's cold, brother. It's cold. And that's the way, you know, a lot of churches, you feel that same kind. Lord, I know churches this morning that's so cold. God, I'd hate to go to church where some people go to church. It's been wintertime for 15 years in some of them. I mean, Stevie Wonder can find Bin Laden before they'd find God or any heat in that place. I mean, Lord have mercy. Oh, Hillary will get the baptism of the Holy Ghost and get out tracts before and lead the WMU meeting before the Holy Ghost will be in a lot of churches. I tell you right here at this place, we believe that summer's coming. We believe that warm weather's coming. We believe it's going to shine again. Amen. We believe the heat's going to come. I believe the Spirit's going to move. I believe people are going to get saved. The summertime will come back. If you just hang in there. Don't freeze death this year and get out. Amen. Now, we all know about the weather. I ain't got time to tell you. I got a bunch of stuff to tell you about the weather. But our brother Derek getting up here and blessing out the weathermen. And I know I done the same thing. I thought, can them guys not do no better than that? But we live in an area where it's hard to predict the weather because of them mountains. When it comes up from Greenville up to Spartanburg like that, sometimes it goes south of us. But then when it comes over the mountain, come from the west, the mountain catches it, and we don't. It's hard. We're in a little hole right here, and it's hard to tell what it's going to do. Now, I tell you what y'all do, is do like you got in Gatlinburg, go over and buy you one of them hillbilly weather rocks. Anybody in here got a hillbilly weather rock? That's the best thing to do. What it is, it's a little thing like this, and you put it outside on your porch, and it's got a string hanging down, and a rock. That's your weather rock. All you have to do is come to your window every morning and check the weather. If it's moving, the wind's blowing. If it's wet, it's raining. If it's white, it's snowing. If it's gone, it's a tornado. That's the only way you're going to get it right in this part of the country. That's right. But listen, things like that come in our life. You know, I've been like that in my Christian life. Sometimes in my Christian life, I feel like I can just reach out and touch the Lord. Boy, I like it like that. But alas, it don't stay that way. Man, I mean, when I first got saved, my feet never touched the ground for 6 months, like I told you last Sunday. I mean, every prayer I prayed, God answered. It stayed summertime for the first year I was saved. And then about that time, the cold wind blew. And if you don't think, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, don't do that no more, okay? If you listen to me this morning, if you live for Jesus long enough, if you stay in church long enough, and if you try to do anything for God, there's going to come a time in your life when you're just about to die and you have to walk by faith and you can't feel God and you can't feel no Spirit and you don't even feel like you're saved, and that's when God wants you to walk on anyway and do what you know to do right. That's when you're just finding out what the Christian life's all about, is when you can walk through wintertime and stay straight when it don't. Oh, man, I've seen it. I've seen revivals come to church, like the one we had in Alabama here a few months ago, and we had about 80 people saved in about 6 months, and church doubled in attendance, and all that. Everybody and their brother comes in. When a big revival hits, everybody comes in, glory to God, revival's going on to church. Woo! You have it here at camp meeting, you know. But a lot of people like it when it's hot and like it, you know. They want to come over and cut spiritual watermelon and eat it and have cookouts, spiritually speaking. But boy, when it gets dead and when it gets dry, that's a different story. Let me say a few things about it right quick. Three things and then we'll go. Number one, the characteristics of winter. The characteristics of winter. Ice and snow and cold come often. Maybe not every day, but they come often. And there are a lot of folks, the face of the sun is often hid. The sun in the Bible, the S-U-N, is a picture of the sun, S-O-N. And the face of the sun is often hid. Like up in Erie, Pennsylvania. I preach revival up in Erie, Pennsylvania. Anybody in here ever been to Erie, Pennsylvania? Whoever named it. Hit the nail on the blessed head. I mean, Erie is a perfect name for it. It's cloudier than Erie, Pennsylvania, than anywhere in the United States. If people that have skin cancer in California, doctors tell them to move to Erie, Pennsylvania. They have it's lake effect like snow and rain, and it stays cloudy. It's cloudy like 289 days a year, something like that, 300. And they had like 300 inches of snow in a month or two when I was up there. I said, Lord, I like snow, but this is ridiculous. I mean, old black snow piled up about as high as I mean, listen, snow's beautiful, but not that kind. Black snow, yellow snow ain't really pretty, but black snow is really ugly. And it's piled up in parking lots, and it's ugly, and it stays there for months and months and months. It ain't pretty when it's like that. But that's the way it is up in Erie, Pennsylvania. And I begin to think about their life is. I know Miss Linda down there in the hospital this morning. A lot of you have asked me about Linda since I got here this morning. She's had a rough week. Paul's been down there with her day and night. Jackie, my cousin, has been going back and forth. Some of you have went down to see her. Let me tell you something. It's winter time. It's winter time for Linda Houck right now. The winter's come in. It ain't going to get no much colder than this. It's cold weather in your life. You listen to me this morning? All you teenagers in here, listen to me. Life is not always fun and games. Life is not always just a big party. Life is not always just, oh, isn't that wonderful? We got a new house, we got a new car, and that's wonderful. We're going out Friday night and all that. There's going to come times when you don't even feel like living. There'll come a time when you think, dear God, why is this happening to me? There's going to come winter time to your life, brother. You just well be getting ready for it because it's coming. You better get your coat. That's the Holy Ghost. That's why they call him a comforter. On my bed at home, I got one of them. I got a goose feather comforter, warmest thing in the world. The warmest thing known to man is goose feathers. How do you think a goose can float around on zero temperature water and paddle around and not get cold? And I got that thing on me. When I turn the heat down in my bedroom, when I wrap up in that thing, it'll burn you up. And you know what they call it? They call that a comforter. And I know that there's times in my life when it's going to be hard for me. The time we just got through going through with my mother. If you're going through a time of sickness. If you get the layoff slip. If your wife comes in and says, I don't want to be married no more. If your husband comes in and says, I don't love you no more. That's winter time. And if it hadn't happened to you, your day is coming one way or the other. You can mark it down. Life is like that. We go through cycles. Things go good for a while, things go bad for a while. Things go good for a while, things go bad for a while. It runs in circles. God let us have seasons out there to show us that's how life is. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, I want to encourage you if you're going through wintertime this morning. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you're going through. But thanks be to God. Thanks be to His holy name. Praise His name. Summertime will come again to your life. I'll give you something to hope for. Face of the sun is often hid. Sometimes God's presence seems far away. Have you ever come to church and you can't feel nothing? And everybody else saying amen, hallelujah, and you're just sitting there just cold as ice, and you think, and finally you just think, well, I'll just pray, I'll fake it. Let me tell you something, buddy. God's still there whether you feel Him or not. Look, is the sun still as hot right now as it was in the middle of July last year? Yes or no? Sure is. The sun is still as hot right now as it was. People used to think, Lord, the sun's burning out. We're freezing to death. But it's just as hot now as it ever was. You just can't feel it. And the Lord, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. The Lord is just as real as He's ever been. You just can't feel Him all the time like that. That's what we mean by living by faith. Amen. Boy, I'm about to have a shouting spell right there. I've been in sort of a little cold snap myself. But I'm telling you, deep down inside, deep down, I know that there's His abiding presence that never has changed, that never will change, that He'll be there when I get home to heaven, and the Lord will understand it better by and by. It'll make sense when we get on the other side. The devil may fight it. He may try to freeze us out. But bless the Lord, summertime's going to come again. Summertime going to come again. I know preachers that go through. I know lots of preachers. They call me and they'll say, "Brother Danny, I'm just about ready to resign my church. I'm about ready to give it up. I feel like God can't use me no more. Things ain't right in my life. I don't feel like I have a right to tell anybody else how to live. My own life's so messed up, blah, 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 blah." You just go on and on and on and on. Look, if you wait till you get everything in your life perfect before you try to talk to anybody else, you ain't never going to talk to nobody. Go ahead and win a few souls while you backslid. Go ahead. That's right. Amen. The sun's going to shine again. Don't worry about it. The devil knocks you down, you get back up and keep on going and say, "By the grace of God, I'm waiting on summertime." Amen. Listen, people. It's just Christmas the other day, and I can see it coming right now. The days are already starting to get a little bit longer. Have you noticed that? It was getting dark 15 to 6 here a few weeks ago. Now it's easing on up there towards 6. You know, watch it this evening when we come to church. Watch it this evening when you're walking in here at 6 o'clock. Amen. Watch it when you're walking in here tonight. Watch it as you come to church tonight. It's getting daylight just a little bit longer, getting dark just a little bit later. You know what that tells me? She's coming. It's coming. It won't be long. Listen, in about 8 weeks, we're going to be having some pretty weather. About the middle of March, things pick up a little bit. Amen. It won't be long till we be in here. Turn the air conditioning on, Brother Danny. We're sweating. Oh, listen, it's coming. You can't imagine it now, but it's coming. And that's the way your life is. You say, "Brother Danny, there's no hope. My kids will rebel. Me and my family ain't getting along. My husband don't love me no more. Listen, it's winter time, but I'm telling you, summer will come again. Just as sure as winter comes, summer's going to come." You know why God lets winter come? For correction. What's said? That's what the Bible says. God lets winter come for correction. That's what he did. Old Lot had to be corrected. So God burned Sodom and Gomorrah. Jonah needed a little correction. God said, "Jonah, preach." He ran this way. "So I want to go preach." He said, "Go preach." "I don't want to go preach. I mean, I'll preach, but not to them. I'll preach anywhere else. Not them people. Don't like them." And the Lord said, "Go preach." He went the other way. And the Lord said, "You know what, Jonah? You're going to have to go through a winter time to correct you." And suddenly he spent a 3-day winter and got his degree from Yale. And by the time he come out of there, son, he was ready to preach. And summertime come back in Jonah's life. I mean, a 3-day winter, you say, "Well, 3 days ain't bad." In a belly of a whale? Pretty bad winter time, wouldn't you think? Have you ever felt like you was in a whale's belly? David went through winter time. David sinned and committed adultery. And brother, you know what God said? "To correct you, David, you're going through a winter time." And David hit rock bottom. He attended the funeral of his boy. And he saw that little baby laying there in that casket. And David wept before God and his heart was broken. It was winter time in David's life. But thank God summertime did come back. God used it for correction. He'll correct you. The prodigal son had winter time. See, he said, "I don't need God. I'm going to live it up. It's summer. Woo! If you ain't careful, you'll backslide in the summer when everything's doing real good." He said, "I don't need the Lord." And the Lord said, "You need a winter time is what you need." And put him down there selling, feeding hogs for a living and lost all his money. And he wound up coming back home and getting back winter time come to his life. Listen to me. God will let you go through a hard, scary, cold freeze to correct you. Put you back in line. And then he does it for mercy. That's what it said. The Bible said he calls it for mercy. Blessing old Joseph to save the family alive. Example, Genesis, the Bible said Joseph went down there. God let Joseph go through winter. Joseph was innocent, man. Dream. And the she's bowed down to his sheath, sun, moon, stars, and all that. And they said, "Joseph, boy, Joseph really must have done something wicked to be put in Potiphar's prison." No, he didn't. "Boy, he must have been backslid." No, he wasn't. You can't say because something bad happened to somebody, they're backslid. I know, I've been pastoring a long time. If there's a woman in the church who everybody likes has trouble, all the women say, "Bless her heart, the devil's fighting her." If it's somebody they don't like, say, "She's getting what the Lord's punishing her." That's what that is. I tell you what you better do. You just better quit being the judge of matters like that. You don't know when God's whipping somebody. And when I've heard say, God killed him. Listen, old George Bernard Shaw lived to be 100 years old, one of the most wicked people to ever live. David Brainerd died when he was 29 and prayed himself to death. Well, did God punish him because he sinned? Don't be quick to say, God's getting them. Boy, he's getting them. Boy, he's getting them. He's liable to get you if you don't watch your mouth. I ain't saying who God's getting. Ain't none of my business. I just want his mercy on me. And you better want his mercy on you. Lord, I know a lot of preachers. Boy, they are the Protestant popes, you know, of biblical Christianity, and independent Baptists are the worst in the world of saying who's right and who's wrong. And if you don't do every little thing just like they think it ought, there's no way you can be right. You just better just shut your mouth and get your heart right with God and serve God and leave everybody else alone. To their own master they stand or fall. But Joseph didn't do nothing wrong. And he wound up in prison. But God did it for that land and mercy. I mean, sometimes you do stuff to your kids. You don't. Y'all told me, heard me tell that story before. Lord, me and them girls back there, which I made up some new ways to raise kids when they was coming up. We done stuff. I'm telling you, I laid them in my office sick with a fever. They come to me and say, Daddy, I'm sick. I said, prove it. Throw up. If you can't throw up, let's go to church. They go, bah! Go ahead and throw up. I said, well, you feel better now. Let's go to church. You always feel better after you throw up, don't you? I mean, it was rough. I told you before, I had Corey one time. She got real, real bad cold. She's about, I don't know, she might have been 2 years old. And she goes like, yeah. I said, honey, you all right? You know, she could not breathe. I mean, could not breathe. And my mom said, Danny, you put nose drops in her. I could not get her to suck them up her nose. Take a little kid, 2 years old, and you got this little dropper, and you squirt it like that. You're supposed to, like here. Like that, you know, like somebody snorting it up. But she didn't want to do that. I'd squirt it, and it'd run right back out. I'd squirt it, and it'd run right back out. I said, honey, we got to get this up your nose. No, Daddy. And you know when they can't sleep and they can't breathe? You ever had your kids sick? Breathe like that. That's just like that. It's awful. It's awful. They said, huh? They said, Danny. Mom said, Danny, you get some nose drops in that young'un because she can't sleep. I couldn't get them in her. I said, well, I don't know how to get them in her. So I took her feet like this and held her upside down. I had her feet right here, and she was hanging upside down. And I took her nose off, and went, psh, 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 psh. And she didn't have no choice. It just ran up her nose. And it cleared it right up. Sure did. I mean, the social services get me nowadays for that. I'd lose custody of them. But she didn't like that. She was crying. She was screaming. Listen, I can tell you some other stories about one of my daughters. I won't say which one. It's not the oldest one. It's not the youngest one. But we had to take her to the hospital one time for something I won't mention right now that she did. And boy, you hate to see one of your kids in there with a needle stuck right here and an IV. I mean, that's an awful feeling. And your kid looks at, have you ever seen your kids look at you like, why are you doing this to me? I'm hurt. This hurts. You're torturing me. They don't know you're trying to help them. They don't know it. It's Mama, why you put me in the hospital? I didn't do nothing wrong. Why you torture me? They stick needles in me. It hurts. Listen, they don't understand. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, God lets things come in our life. God, that it hurts and we don't understand it. But our Father knows all and He's watching over us. And He won't let nothing come to us that He's not in control of. It's for His mercy. It's for His goodness. He's doing it for your good. You say, well, He sure must love me. He's beating the snot out of me. Sometimes it feels like that. Sometimes it feels... Have you ever felt like this? Is nothing ever going to go right? How many of you ever felt like that lately? That's about 3/4 of you. I mean, what else can go wrong? Well, God lets wintertime come to correct you. Job did it to prove to the devil that Job would stand for God. God let Job lose his kids, house, everything he had, to prove to the devil that Job loved him and stand for him. I hate to say I hate that, but I think I am. Sometimes I think I'm a guinea pig. The Lord uses me for experiments. And He proves people, see there, man can do right. Sometimes I believe God puts me up in front of people. People say, there's no way that a man, they're like Brother Danny Castle, no. And the Lord says, oh, really? Look at there. And I don't like being a guinea pig, but if that's what He wants for my life to be, then praise God. Amen. We'll all get to heaven one day and it'll come out in the wash. And I'll say, the Lord bless. The Lord is good. Like Job said, the Lord giveth. The Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. God don't always go by conventional wisdom. God don't always go by what we think Christian life should be. He told them preachers in the Bible to do some weird stuff. They come out right every time. I'll say this and I'm through. The benefits of winter. You know what the benefits of winter is? It takes a deep freeze to kill the bugs and the germs. You go through a deep freeze, brother. You know, old people said, well, it's got to come a good hard freeze to kill the germs so everybody quit getting sick. I don't really know if that's true or not, but sounds good. And it might be. It's, sounds good to me. I know one thing. Wintertime will sure clean the junk out of you. The Bible puts it like this. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. You hit rock bottom, it'll make you want to quit sinning. God's got a way of getting that sin out of your life. He's got a way of knocking you down where you say, okay, Lord, okay, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I'll tell you something else. It'll help you get rid of dead wood. If you got a tree out in your yard and the limbs are dead on it, when ice and snow get on it, that's the way stuff in your life is. Things that ain't right, the wintertime will clear out all that junk that you don't really need. The more severe the winter lasts, the better the crop will be next year. I remember when I first started preaching up north and I went to Michigan and Ohio, one thing that struck me up there is how soft their grass is. And you know me, I'm southern bred and, Baptist by choice and southern by the grace of God and all that. But I'm telling you, their grass is softer than ours. It really is. It's not my imagination. You barefoot in their grass, it's just like silk up in Michigan. I said, man, I need to plant some of that grass at home. I like y'all's grass here. They said, it don't grow like that down there. And you know what? If you go to Florida, their grass is a lot harder than ours, isn't it? Have you ever noticed the grass in Florida? You can't even hardly go barefoot on it. It hurts. Just old stiff, crackly stuff. And you know why that is? That winter. And they have juicy tomatoes. I know Brother Derek claims he can grow the juiciest tomatoes in the world, but they claim that the juiciest tomatoes grow up north because the winter froze that ground. You want some real fruit in your life? You go through a hard time, through a separation, through a divorce, through sickness, through cancer, and you come through that faithful and do right, son, you talk about some sweet fruit. God's going to give you some sweet fruit. That's what wintertime's for. We don't like it. Best thing to do is just bundle up. Because summertime's coming again. All right? Let's stand by. Let's head for prayer. Every head bowed.